it's actually the financial statement for 2011, and the highlight in there is that the total income that we have is not was actually 34.7 million, and that there was a reduction from the 39.9 million because of the fact that there was decline in the money that came from our donor community because of the challenges that are there in terms of the recession and other things. However, the National Health Trust Fund, which is popularly known as AIDS Levy, actually registered a 28% growth. That is an increase from 20.5 million to 26.5 million. And that's rather that growth. Then in terms of our total expenditure, the total expenditure also went down from 42.2 million in 2010 to 34 million in 2011, and the reason for that drop was actually the fact which we have alluded to, the demand from donors that declined. However, out of that 34.4 million of expenditure, 28 million was expenditure that was supported by the AIDS levy, of which 77% of that was actually money that was used in the interventions, and the bulk of the money, which was 16 million, went to the towards the procurement of ARVs and anti-cancer medicines.
You spoke about the lessened amount in terms of donor support from 2010 to 2011. Did this affect the operations of the NAC?
When you look at the operations of NAC, is the national response coordinator. So definitely we say yes, it affected us because as a country we had less resources to fight HIV and AIDS. But if you look at NAC as an organization, that did not affect us because the money from donors have got specific functions, and it is those specific functions that we also do suffer. But we are happy to say, on the areas where the gap was left by the donors and what have you, we actually had a situation where we have to fund those activities, because for instance the shortage that characterized the 2011 ARV, it was really, those were not really shortages, but we are looking at that we make suppliers of ARVs, which are the National Health Council, the Global Fund, and the US government. You look at that because we have said these are commitments that are coming in, and if one of them delays and what is used, then it causes such artificial shortages. For instance, the situation where Global Fund was supposed to start in January, but they ended up starting in July. So that 5 months, that 6 months delay actually resulted in some artificial shortages.
When we talk about the National AIDS Trust Fund, also known as the AIDS Levy, there was some backlash to your organization in early October as AIDS activists were saying that they were unsure if these funds were being properly used. Would you say that in opening up your fiscal statement for 2011, this outlines what people have said was misuse of funds?
If you were there, or if you had the opportunity of looking at the reasons they raised, the reasons they were raising in that petition was to say, look, they are being asked, because they were from Harare, they were being asked to pay user fees. They were also being asked to take less number of supply. For instance, instead of getting 3 months supply, they were now being given 1 month supply and what have you. All the issues that were there were things that we are facing in the national response, but not really directly attributed to the National Health Trust Fund. But because we are the coordinators of the national response, we accepted them because the national response is our responsibility. And there is no any evidence of misappropriation of funds. This audit was actually done by an independent organization that is the Controller and Auditor General, who are government auditors who do not even want to get business from us, so they will report things as they are. And that transparency is there. Last year, we had also our 2010 audited, and but it's unfortunate that when we published them, we did publish them around December, and because of the festive season and mood, that information was not seen by a lot of people. But if you go to our website, that's the NAC website, you see them. And for these 2011 ones, if you go to our website today or tomorrow, and then the our weekend papers, you are going to find them in there.
There has also been talks about working with the informal sector in order to increase the amount of AIDS levy funds that are appropriated. What's your view on that?
Well, what we are saying is that if you look at it, we have got what we call a resource gap, because we are looking at what is it that we require as a country in terms of fighting HIV and AIDS. And we are also looking and say, what are the commitments that have been made? And there's a resource gap. And in order to fill that resource gap, we believe that we need to increase the engagement area of the National Health Trust Fund, and hence looking at all possible avenues, and the one for the informal sector is one of them, and there are a lot more others that we are also looking at, and even looking at people like yourselves who are in the diaspora to come back home and help people.